Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Finding someone who shares your values in today's culture isn't easy. And being single around the holidays isn't easy either. That's why Catholic Singles created a website and app where single Catholics can meet and get to know each other that focuses on values, activities, and interests. For over two decades, Catholic Singles has been fostering deep relationships because your faith matters. Start today at CatholicSingles.com.
Ignatius Press is pleased to announce the first national book club created for Catholic schools. Ignatius Book Club for Catholic Schools was launched to support Catholic schools' dedication to forming the whole child, mind, body, and spirit. Ignatius Book Club for Schools partnered with leading publishers of children's literature to offer the best books and educational materials for all reading levels and interests. Head to IgnatiusBookClub.com/podcast and find wholesome books that delight, inspire, and enrich. CMF Curo is the country's first Catholic healthcare ministry to provide an affordable health-sharing solution rooted in Catholic teaching and community. Learn more at MyCatholicHealthcare.com. That's MyCatholicHealthcare.com. CMF Curo. Healthcare fully alive.
Friends, welcome back to another episode of Lisa Hendy and Friends. It's so great to be with you this week for what I think is a really special interview. My guest this week is a member of a quite perhaps not well-known family, but the work that they do is inspiring families literally around the world. Our guest this week on the podcast is Katie Miller, who works as corporate communications manager for Sight and Sound Theaters. And during our conversation this week, you'll get to know a little bit more about Katie and her family, but I thought I'd let you know, first of all, a little bit more about Sight and Sound. So let's take a listen to this great overview video of what happens at Sight and Sound Theaters.
There's a point in the book of Matthew where Jesus is talking about stories, and he says, in seeing they don't see, and in hearing they don't hear. And that is where the name Sight and Sound came from, because it's all about seeing and hearing and using stories to bring messages of hope and grace.
There are heroes in the pages of the Bible that we want to bring onto the stage and have people have an experience that deep in their life.
And some people from all different backgrounds and walks of life coming together with that united passion for this unique medium of live theater in a large scope.
When you talk about the story of Noah or Moses or Samson, right away they think, how are you going to do that? How are you going to part the sea? How are you going to have the temple come collapsing down? How are you going to do an ark on stage? How can we exceed those expectations? It's when story meets spectacle. That's really where Sight and Sound comes to life.
So let's now meet Katie Miller. Well, next up on the show, I'm very excited to have a new friend, someone I've never actually met in real life, but who's doing some amazing work. Our guest today is Katie Miller, and Katie serves as corporate communications manager for Sight and Sound Theaters, an amazing entrepreneurial family production that's involved in the craft of telling the world's best stories in very special and unique ways. Katie has a family involvement with Sight and Sound, and we're going to learn all about that as we welcome her to the show. Welcome, Katie. Thanks for being on the podcast.
Thanks, Lisa. It's great to be here today.
So I always like to start off, and it's kind of fun to ask you this question because it's such a part of your life, but I always like to start off by asking my guest just to tell us a little bit about Katie's story, about your story.
Sure, absolutely. Well, yeah, it's a little bit hard to tell my story without telling part of Sight and Sound story too, because they are very intertwined. My grandparents founded Sight and Sound theaters before I was ever born. It was much smaller then, but I was kind of born into the theater business and spent most of my childhood there. It was definitely a family enterprise for all of my growing up years. And so, I spent some time being homeschooled, sometimes going to a smaller private school. But regardless, life kind of revolved around the stage. And so, you know, as a child, I would spend many, many evenings and weekends both being on the stage, but then we also kind of did everything. So during intermission, we'd run out to the lobby and, you know, sell candy bars from behind the counters. And then as soon as the show was actually over, we'd be out cleaning bathrooms and making sure the lobby was spick and span for the next group of guests to come in for the next show. And we'd hand out programs as they were coming in and then run around backstage and put costumes on and start the process all over again. And it made for a very, very fun childhood. Cousins, aunts, uncles, they were my best friends. And just being able to kind of be in that environment created a really cool sense of family and community growing up. And now that the business is 42 years old, we are in a much different place, but still involved here day to day. And I've had the opportunity to work in almost every different area of the organization throughout my life, whether it was on stage, like I referenced as a kid, working in concessions at our box office, backstage with our animals, in our administrative offices and human resources, and now all the way kind of coming full circle back into the marketing and brand world, which has just been so fun. I married my high school sweetheart right out of high school, and we have three kids. My oldest two are actually now involved in the theater. They are both in the cast as children. So my son is in Jesus this year, and he plays Peter's son throughout the whole show. And then my daughter has various roles that she plays, little girl roles throughout the show. And so it's so fun to like just watch them in this season of life, in some ways having very similar experiences. There's some cousins on the stage with them too. And so having some of those same experiences, but on a much larger level than what I would have experienced as a kid. And, going from just starting out with 20 employees, which were almost all family members, now to having over 650 employees in two locations, and just how much we've grown. It's been fun to just grow up right alongside the theater, too.
Yeah, it's such an amazing story. I had a great time watching a little introductory video that I found on YouTube all about how your grandparents founded this. And for folks who don't know, Sight and Sound Theaters, you had your advent in Lancaster, but now you're also in Missouri as well, in Branson, right? When did that happen with the addition of the second theater?
Yeah, so we are celebrating 10 years in Branson this year. We opened in 2008, and it was definitely by far one of the biggest steps of our history, probably second only to a really key part of our story was in 1997, we lost our original location to a devastating fire. We lost everything. And at that point in time, my grandparents were in their 50s and, really uncertain if they wanted to come back at that point in time. It felt like a really overwhelming undertaking, but they did make the decision to rebuild. And then it was we opened in 1998 with the current building, the current theater here in Lancaster, and then just 10 years later moved to Branson. And so those were two of our, probably most pivotal moments in our history, just to be able to kind of continue to find our way and expand to outside of what we had originally started with.
And Katie, are you in the Branson operation or up in Pennsylvania?
I am in Pennsylvania. So our home base location here in Lancaster houses all of our corporate offices as well as our production team. So our shows are written and designed and built and constructed here in Lancaster. And then after they premiere here, we put them into, pack them up, put them into tractor trailers. It takes about 50 tractor trailers to take a show from one location to the other. And they will go out to Branson and premiere there and then eventually come back to Lancaster. So we kind of have them on a little bit of a rotation, if you will. But all of that originates here in Lancaster.
That's amazing. And really, I mean, say a few words about the content of the productions that you put on, because some folks may not have heard of you until recently when Moses kind of hit theaters through the Fathom event. But you in essence, are telling, as I said, the greatest story ever told, scripture stories. So how did that decision, and how do you decide what stories to tell?
Yeah. I mean, for us, you know, we often say that we cannot take credit for these Bible stories. They have been, you know, they are timeless. They're classic. They've been impacting people's lives for thousands of years. What we do have the opportunity to do is to retell them and to bring them to life on stage in a way that hopefully leaves our guests that come and spend time with us walking away inspired, hopeful, and thinking differently about them. You know, we are known for being for the spectacular nature of our shows. So our theaters are large in size. They seat 2,000 people. There's a 300-foot wraparound stage, so the audience really becomes a part of the story. You know, in Noah, when Act 2 opens up, the audience is sitting quite literally in the center of the ark with all of the animals surrounding them. In Moses, you're in the middle of the Red Sea when it parts. And in Samson, you're kind of sitting right in the middle of the temple when the walls collapse and columns kind of come flying down. It feels like they're going to fall right on the audience heads, and it blacks out right before that moment. So it's kind of this all-encompassing experience, and our hope is that families walk away feeling inspired to engage with the Bible differently. Like, we are so, so passionate that these Bible stories are still alive today. They are still relevant today. And it is our deepest hope that, you know, when a family walks out after having a sight and sound experience, if they go, you know, was that really in the Bible that way? I don't quite remember that. Let's go look for ourselves. And we get letters like that all the time of people just saying, you know, I kind of totally forgot that aspect of Samson, and you guys reminded me of how faithful and full of grace God was for him. Or, you know, even in the story, we premiered Jesus this year in Lancaster, and one of the key moments of that show is when Jesus is with the multitudes, and he gets on the boat with his disciples and crosses over the sea to go to Gadarenes to go after the man who was living in the graveyards and had was filled with demons. And our whole part of that story and the purpose for telling that part of the story is that Jesus left the 99. He left the large group of people to go after the one. He crossed the ocean, the stormy sea, to get to one man that he was pursuing. And so the opportunity to really bring those stories to life in a way that the audience is not just spectating, but they are in the story, a part of the story, is the thing that I think we all get out of bed to do every day here. And as for choosing which story comes next, it's definitely a process of prayerfully considering what we feel like God is asking us to do next, what he has put on the hearts of our story team, our writers and producers, for what story comes next. It's probably one of the most important decisions that we make every couple of years is, what are we going to do after this one?
And then you begin daydreaming. Well, I know that the image that I have of you as evangelizers in such a unique and special way, it was reinforced for me when I watched that video that I mentioned, because your own son says in the video, well, there might be some people who don't have the Bible. They've never had a Bible before. And, and he expresses, you know, sharing a story with them for the first time. How do you, as a mom and raising a busy family and with such a busy career, I'm curious about how your work is complemented by your own faith life, and how, you know, you can get so busy sometimes telling the good news that you forget to pray yourself. Is that ever a struggle for you?
Yeah, of course. I think me and every other mom in the world, right?
Yeah.
you know, I've like said to my husband a couple of times, you know, the best quiet time I get all day is after dinner washing dishes. The kids kind of disperses, and it's when I get to have some just peace and quiet. But no, you know, life, especially in our society, life is full. And I think, you know, for me, one of the things I am continually in pursuit of is just a posture of being restful in the midst of all that God has called us to, you know, as a mom, as a wife, as, you know, called my family to in this season. there is a way to accomplish what he's asked us to do in life in a way that is still restful, in a way that is still, you know, having a demeanor and a posture of prayer and just openness to what he has for each day. And that is 100% something I try to instill in my kids. Because, yes, with them being in the cast, they go to a private school, but it's still full-time school, and then they're in shows a couple of nights or a week or sometimes on weekends, too. And so life can feel really full. But for us as a family, it's about really, you know, setting aside time to pause in the midst of the busyness and be able to pursue that rest that I believe that God calls us to. You know, he created the earth, yes, but then he rested. If he needs rest, we do too. So it's definitely something that we try to make happen on a regular basis. And with, you know, my kids being in the same building that I'm in, it is fun to be able to pop up there sometimes and eat lunch with them in between shows or stop in during intermission and be able to have some family time right in the middle of the workday is a huge blessing and something that we don't take for granted. We have a lot of fun with it.
Well, that's an amazing gift. And you're really giving families a gift because what you're doing is creating not just, you know, a learning environment, but also one that's fun. And I mean, it's totally, I've actually never seen one of your shows in person, but just watching on the screen, you can see, you know, how many senses are involved in this. So what are some of the upcoming, I mean, what are the stories that you want to tell about what's happening now with the theaters and the exciting news that you have to share with people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we have some very exciting announcements coming up the very first week of December. We will be announcing our show schedule for 2020, which includes a brand new show for Sight and Sound that we've never produced before. So we're very, very excited about that. Next year in Lancaster, we have Jesus on stage for one last encore season. It has been a record-breaking year for us here in Lancaster this year. Till the end of this year, over 850,000 people will have come through the doors and experienced the Jesus show. So we're so excited to have it one last time next year. And very similar, Samson will be on stage for its last season in Branson next year. And the message and the story of just grace and second chances, which I think we all need, at least I know I do on a regular basis, is so strong in that show and one that we are just thrilled to have on our stages in the Midwest. So that's next year, and then the preview coming up for 2020. And beyond that, yes, you had referenced this earlier, but we have we had taken shows to movie theaters for the first two times now. We took Jonah in 2017 and Moses just a couple months ago into movie theaters nationwide. And, you know, we are currently just pausing to seek the Lord and what he has next for us in that space. We know beyond any shadow of any doubt that we want to continue to make these stories accessible to more people. And we know that not everybody can come see us in Lancaster or Branson, but we want to be able to expand, you know, the ministry beyond our four walls. And so we are in conversation for what that could look like in 2019 going into next year, and we're hoping to have some exciting announcements soon, but we're not quite there yet.
So stay tuned. What are the best ways for people to kind of get to know a little bit about the work that you do and to follow you?
Yeah, our webpage is www.sight-sound.com, and that's definitely a way to stay connected. Our social media pages are really fun ways, too, to not only see what's happening, but also be able to just get to know our personality a little bit, what happens behind the scenes. It's a great place. We, you know, do behind-the-scenes photos and videos, and it's often the first place that we share some of our bigger announcements that are coming down the pike. So those are the two best ways to follow us.
And don't worry, friends, we'll have links to all that in our show notes so that you guys can be connected there. I'm curious, Katie, do you have, aside from your current job, because I should say that's probably your favorite job that you've ever had, but was there a favorite job that you had in the theater at some point in your life before this, and also a favorite production that you've been involved with?
sure. Yeah, I do 100% love what I'm doing now. However, I will say that there is nothing quite like being backstage during a show. I love to say, if we could sell tickets to the show that happens behind the curtain, I wish that we could. I wish we could have a whole stadium of seats back there, because it is this incredible orchestration of amazingly talented people all coming together doing their different parts. So yes, obviously we have the cast, which is an integral part of the shows, but we have the animals and the animal trainers backstage, and the crew, you know, that's making sure the set pieces go exactly where they need to go, and our lighting team that's plugging in lights for sets left and right, and our wardrobe team that's running around making sure all the costumes are where they need to be and the cast looks awesome before they walk out on stage. It is a remarkable show that happens behind the curtain. And so the seasons that I've had the opportunity to be a part of that have just been just so fun. Like, it's just so fun. It's really the heartbeat of what we do. So anything that I've ever done backstage has always been, will always have a very special place in my heart, for sure. And as for favorite show, I think I would have to say Moses is still my favorite. Jesus is a very close second. But Moses, the story of just God calling those that feel ill-equipped to do what he's asked them to do, and then his faithfulness of walking alongside Moses as he discovers his true identity in God is just one that feels very personal to me. It was during we premiered that show during a season in my life that I felt like God was really starting to reveal him, to reveal to me what he had called me to do in this life. And, you know, I think all of us, when we go through those seasons, feel very ill-equipped, whether it's, you know, even just sometimes in parenting, I can feel so ill-equipped to do what he's asked me to do. And parent these little, you know, these precious lives and direct them in the way that they should go. It feels so overwhelming sometimes. And so just to see that even Moses can struggled with that. Like, he, you know, he said, send somebody else. You do not want me. And God said, no, you are who I'm calling. And just watching Moses struggle through that and come to a place of resolute trust that if God called him, he would also equip him, has just become a really personal message for me that is still just, I think that show will always maybe be one of my favorites. I don't know. I always say that, but
whatever the newest one is, probably. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It is. It is. And I kind of said that with Jesus. I was like, you know, the show is my favorite. And then I'm like, you know what? No, I actually think Moses might still be my favorite. I just feel like I have a little bit of a personal connection to it.
Yeah, that's an amazing thing. Well, can you just say a few words about support for the arts and why, you know, families, every time we take a trip, they tell us, we know you had a choice and we want to thank you. But I'm just curious about, like, why in today's world, when a family could go, you know, to Orlando and go to Disney World or do many different things, like, why would taking a trip to see a theater production be a great way for a family to spend time together?
Yeah. You know, I will just share my own personal experience with it. I had a moment with my oldest son, his name is Reagan, when he was 3 years old, that really became a moment for me that it became really meaningful, because for me it kind of clicked, like, oh my goodness, this is why we do what we do. So my son was 3. It was Easter weekend, and we'd been at my grandparents' farm, and my grandfather has chickens, and my poor son had a run-in with an angry rooster. And so I was putting him to bed that night. He was fine. He wasn't hurt or anything. It just scared him. You know, flapped his wings at him and stuff. And I was putting him to bed that night, and he wasn't a very strong talker yet, but he didn't want to go to sleep because he was afraid of this chicken. And so he kept laying that he's like crying, saying, no chicken, no chicken. And I'm like, nobody, the chickens can't get you in your room. You're going to be fine. We at the time had the show Daniel on stage, and it was like the first show he had ever sat through the whole thing and watched. And so I said to him, I said, buddy, you know, I prayed for him. I said, God is with you and his angels are with you and God protects you. You can rest, you know, you can rest in that. And after we prayed, and after I was done, he looked at me and he said, Mama. And I said, what, buddy? And he said, angels with Daniel. And I said, yeah, buddy, the angel was with Daniel. And he said, the lions no bite Daniel. And I said, you're right. The God's angel was with Daniel and the lions didn't bite Daniel. And then he said, angel with Reagan. And I said, yeah, buddy, God's angels are with Reagan. He said, chickens no bite Reagan. And I said, you're right. The chickens won't bite Reagan. And just like that, he rolled over, closed his eyes, went to sleep, and we never heard a thing about it. And I walked out of that room so moved because it was the first time that, like, I don't know how to say it, I had been on the receiving end of the mission of what we do, and that is to make the Bible real to, you know, children, to families, to those that come through our doors. And I just kind of walked out of his room, shut the door, and stood in the hallway and was like, oh my goodness, that's why we do what we do. Like, that's what we're doing every day. And here, the Lord provided this really cool moment to, like, have an opportunity with my son for it to be real to him. And that is why we do what we do every day. And, you know, Jesus was the master storyteller. That's what he did. He spoke in parables. He used things that were around him. You know, theater originated with him. He stood in front of people. He used mustard seeds. He used fish. He used, you know, coins, anything that he had at his disposal to help to inspire people, to teach them. And our hope is to be able to do the same thing.
Well, that is I'd say it's a hope you're fulfilling all over the place. So we're so grateful. And Katie, I'm wondering if there are any kind of closing thoughts that you'd like to share with our listeners before we let you get back to your storytelling.
Yes. You know, we'd love to have new visitors, old friends come visit us again. We're so just humbled by the overwhelming response we've had to the shows that are on stage this year. It's going to be a record-breaking year for Sight and Sound. And our hope is to continue to make these stories more accessible. So if you can't come visit us in Lancaster and Branson, definitely check us out on Amazon, iTunes, where you can download filmed versions of the show and, you know, have a Sight and Sound experience in your own living room. We really do want to continue to provide experiences that inspire and help people to connect to the Bible.
Well, I cannot wait for one to get there to see it in person. But in the meantime, I'm so thrilled that we have these other ways of connecting with you. And Katie Miller, I just want to thank you on behalf of families that you've lifted up and entertained for all the good work being done at Sight and Sound.
Thank you so much. We appreciate all of the support and the opportunity to continue to spread the word about what we get to do.
Well, friends, that is our interview with Katie Miller, and we're so excited again to share this good work with you. Be sure to come on over to the blog for show notes that include links to how you can connect with Sight and Sound, the website, also to follow them on social media, and links to those products that were mentioned as far as ways that you can bring these great productions right into your home. So until next week, we wish you and yours all the best. God bless, friends. Have a great week.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com.